Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Tonight's guest, Dr. F. King Alexander, the new president of California State University, Long Beach.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We are very honored to have as our guest for the entire show tonight the new president of California State University, Dr. F. King Alexander. Dr. Alexander, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art, for having me.
Well, we're thrilled. He's my boss. I teach at Long Beach State, as some of our regular viewers know, and have been there for 32 years. And King succeeds Dr. Robert Maxon. A tough act to follow, but all reports, and certainly my impressions, is that you're perfect for this job.
Well, President Maxon did such an excellent job, and everybody knows it. He has such a great following, he brought the university together in so many ways, and attached the university to the community, which I think is something that I'm fortunate to be able to work with as a university that is strongly integrated into the community around it.
Yeah. And you've been here about 120 days, 4 months. Give us your initial impressions of the school and the city.
Well, quite honestly, they've been nothing but pleasant surprises. Pleasant surprises in the fact that our university, even though it is the 24th largest university in the country, feels much smaller. And that is indeed an important goal of ours, is to make sure our students feel like they're part of something much smaller and not necessarily something large, complex, and complicated. And the city also has a similar feel to it. Long Beach from the outside, from an outsider's point of view, has the same sort of perspective and perception out there. And that is that it's a large, complicated city. But once you get on the inside, you find out that it's full of a lot of caring people, a lot of good people who want the best for the community and all of the citizens in the community.
We call it the large city with the small town heart.
I think that's very true. I think that's very true in what I've experienced.
Well, you got good news shortly after your arrival. Princeton Review ranks Cal State Long Beach as the third best value public university in America. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's an important, in some of these, there are a lot of rankings in higher education that are starting to dot the landscape. But this is important because it's one of the few rankings that take into account tuition fees, financial aid, which is what parents, state legislators, as well as federal legislators pay particular attention to, is the value that a university is providing, and when you measure that against what it charges. Princeton ranked us as the third best university value of a pool of about 450 public universities out there. That's something I think our university we all can be proud of. It's the job our faculty and its staff are doing. It's the type of students that we have, and it's the type of outcomes we're producing as a university.
Well said, and I'm proud to be part of it. And also, other recognitions of Cal State Long Beach, third best public university in the West by U.S. News and World Report, one of the top universities in the West, Princeton Review, College of Engineering, one of the top 50 programs in the nation. College of Business Administration, one of the top schools of business in the country, and ranked 8th nationally overall among universities conferring bachelor's degrees. So you come in to a campus that's on a pretty good roll here.
We're on a great roll. We're a great roll at the university. We have a lot of momentum, and we need it today. The competition out there in higher education is getting more intense. For-profit universities are springing up on every street corner nationwide. So just the number of institutions and the number of choices that students actually have to participate in higher education have grown substantially in the last 10 to 15 years in the United States alone.
And I know Dr. Maxson, despite all of his responsibilities, was good enough to come and see our Law Society group each year. And also, he taught a course every semester. And even though Dr. King had barely gotten his feet wet, we invited him to be a guest speaker at our Law Society organization this past semester. And he was good enough to come and made some very moving remarks about attorneys.
Well, I can do that. I have three brothers who are attorneys, so we have a lot of bantering that goes on back home. And it's my greatest joy at a college or university is when I can teach a class and I can participate in a class. And I've been fortunate to partake in about 6 this semester. And I love interacting with the students. And that's truly the one thing I miss about being in the administration is the ongoing classroom interaction that I have with students. I have a lot of other interaction with students that is truly absolutely essential for me as I learn from our students. But the classroom involvement of the ideas and the type of teaching that goes back and forth is very important to me and has helped me grow throughout my career.
And just for the record, you were a teacher for a number of years.
I taught higher education finance and higher education law and current issues in higher education at the University of Illinois and the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
So you actually... You know, unlike the Army, where they train you in one thing and then they put you in a different billet, you actually are doing something that you were trained to do with your Masters of Science from Oxford in Comparative Education Policy, undergraduate degree in Political Science from St. Lawrence, and PhD, as you mentioned, from University of Wisconsin-Madison in Higher Education, Finance, and Public Policy. So you're doing exactly what you were trained to do.
In many ways, that is sort of it gives me a unique perspective on higher education. I see our university in a state sense, I see it in a national sense, but also I see it in an international sense. And positioning our university to benefit in all three of those arenas is very important for our future as a university. And I think understanding and having a basic level or even knowledge about where higher education is going, not only in the OECD world, but going on internationally, is very important for our own university as we strive to make decisions that will impact lives for decades to come.
And you came from Murray State University, where you were president for 5 years, and I understand that your father was president of Murray State.
He'd been at Murray State. He'd also been at Western Kentucky University. I come from a long line of public school people, and that's really the best way to describe it. My grandfather was a superintendent and principal and went on to play a major role in desegregating the schools of the state of Kentucky in the 60s as a state superintendent. So we've been very involved in public education, and that is really the part that I like the most, is utilizing the great institutions that we have, the people that we have, to provide educational opportunities in the most public of ways.
Now, is there a bit of a culture shock coming from Kentucky to California?
Well, there's a lot of differences, as many would expect, between Kentucky and California. I shared a couple. Certainly, the stories are very different. Murray, Kentucky, is in the far western tip of Kentucky, a community of about 20,000. Our institution's a little more like University of Illinois and University of Wisconsin in doing so many different things for so many different constituencies and people. Murray State was a great university with great people, but we served a very large region.
Sure.
But the similarities also that people don't seem to know exist are what really permeate my thinking. The similarities about providing access, providing and working to make sure students finish and complete what they start, along with the fact that Kentucky, like California, is a state that has always fought hard to make sure that public higher education is funded by the public and not by students and families. This is an important distinction that differentiates Kentucky more so from Ohio than it does California, more so from New York and Vermont than it does from California and North Carolina.
Okay, we'll be continuing our discussion with the gentleman who Doug Krikorian tabs the boy Wonder after these messages.
Power lines are highways for electricity we must maintain to keep a steady flow. And as California's power needs grow, more lines are needed to keep electricity flowing reliably. That's why Edison has committed $9 billion to upgrade the system of wires that serve Southern Californians. It's an investment in reliability that benefits everyone in our state, and an important step we're taking to help build the future for Edison customers. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
Welcome to Papa Lucci's, a place where beautiful food is simply prepared and shared with family and friends. Our dinner menu consists of a wide selection of seafood, chicken, and pasta dishes that are both tasty and reasonably priced. For more than 14 years, Papa Lucci's has provided an excellent dining experience, and our service can't be beat. We're family-owned and operated and conveniently located in Belmont Shore. For one of the most basic and satisfying pleasures of life, come to Papa Lucci's.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
Take care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
Welcome back. Continue our conversation with the new president of Cal State University Long Beach, Dr. F. King Alexander. Our campus has many strengths and also some weaknesses. It's obviously a commuter campus, 35,000 students. It doesn't have a huge residential base. Speak to some of the challenges that you see as you assume your duties.
Well, some of the challenges, we're a unique commuter campus, as some have stated, and many of our alums see us that way. Yet most of our students are still full-time, which doesn't put us in a traditional commuter sense of the word and how we know in most urban and metropolitan universities. Most commuter campuses are students who take one or two classes and are full-time students. So we are very unique in the fact that 80% of our students are full-time, yet they are traveling from other places to come into campus to spend their full-time education right on campus. We have a very limited number of spaces in terms of campus housing. Only 2,100 of our students live on campus. We need to expand that aggressively. We need to have more students living on campus. We need to upgrade many of the facilities they take advantage of. We need to open our hours more that serve our students better. Students keep different hours than the rest of us, and that's one challenge.
We did when we were students.
Exactly, and people tend to forget about that as we get a little bit older. The other challenge is we have a faculty housing issue, important critical issue for our campus. We need to aggressively develop solutions, and probably most likely that will involve multiple solutions and multiple options that we'll have so that we don't lose good faculty that we bring to the area, or we don't we're able to attract good faculty.
Because of the high price
of
California
housing. Because of the high cost of
housing.
Yeah. This is a unique feature in higher education. It really only impacts about six areas of the United States. And at the other states and other public universities I've been a part of, I know for a fact that the housing issue is not even an issue when you're recruiting for faculty or you're working to keep faculty. We have really gone, we're going to have to tackle this issue, tackle it aggressively. Perhaps the third, and these aren't ranked in any specific order, but our endowment is very low as a university. We only have a $27 million endowment, which places us as a per-student endowment among some of the lowest in the country. We need to work towards our capital campaign and really change the culture and some of the dynamics of what we expect of our faculty, what we expect of our students, what we expect of our graduates, and supporting our faculty and supporting what goes on our campus. We've got a lot to be proud of, as you pointed out, and our alums can play a great role in helping us do these things.
And we have over 140,000 living alumni, and we don't fully have the database that we need to be accessing them.
That's right. In fact, we have just looked at our and the names. You know, we're pushing even more, pushing about 190,000 now. So we're up to, and we're in the process of locating where those pools of successful alumni truly are.
And I'll bet we find that some of them are extraordinarily successful, doing really big things that we don't even know about.
Oh, that's exactly the case. And they're not just here. And we tend to think that the only ones that are doing great things are right here in Long Beach or in Orange County. We've got great pools of graduates from Atlanta to Dallas, from Minneapolis to Washington, D.C. And what we want to do is coordinate our activities as a university, our athletic activities, our performing arts activities, so that we can piggyback on top of these potential, I would say, resources that we have, so that we can get out there and reattach our great alumni right back to the campus, because I think they would really like to know what's going on, and they would really appreciate feeling the momentum that we have as a university.
Speaking about athletics, you've recently appointed a new athletic director, Vic Seglis. Speak to that.
That's right. Vic Seglis comes to us from Temple University, where he'd been the senior associate athletics director at Temple in Philadelphia. Prior to that, he had done the same role. He had played the same role nearly a decade at Arizona State and was instrumental in their $25 million athletic campaign that they had at Arizona State University. He is well known throughout athletic circles. He is some of the highest praise from some of the most respected athletic directors. So we took our time. We found the right person. He'll begin June 1, and I think our program will continue to grow and expand upon the solid foundation that it currently has.
And of course, the Pyramid is a unique venue for showcasing winning teams.
It certainly is. It's one of the best, certainly in our conference and in the West Coast. So we need to take advantage of our facilities. We need to take advantage of our strengths and then utilize some other opportunities to enhance some of the areas where we need some work, some of the areas where we need to build upon to elevate some of those programs.
You mean some of the sports?
Some of the other sports exactly.
Programs, yeah.
Some of the other sports programs who are playing in probably a little less favorable venues where we can help them out as well.
And you may not know this, but and I just recently learned it, but Murray State, where the press came from, had a very winning basketball program.
We had a very successful one. And I think last count, it was the 23rd winningest Division I program in the country. And they've...
So maybe some of that karma will over here.
You certainly get in the habit of learning the coaching ranks, because when you're a mid-level school, your coaches will come in, they'll win, and then they'll leave and go somewhere else, which is part of the challenge of being a very, very strong, yet what they would consider a mid-major athletic program.
And I know one of your real strengths is fundraising and capital campaigns, and as you were suggesting a moment ago, you very much want to employ those skills here.
Well, we need to build our endowment. We really need to build our endowment. We've got a lot of people out there who want to give to things, and we want to make sure they want to give to our university. We do a lot of things for so many students, At the end of the month, we're going to graduate 6,400 students. We're going to put 6,400 students into our regional economy and national economy. And that really fuels a lot of what we see in nursing, teacher, education, a lot of business, law, and all these areas.
Yeah. Well, this show will be airing, in fact, during your first graduation cycle, the second part of May. So we'll be continuing our conversation with the Prez after these messages.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to Physically Fit.
I would definitely recommend Physically Fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with F. King Alexander, the new president of Long Beach State University. Your predecessor, Bob Maxine, used to say, King, that without a great city, you can't have a great university. Without a great university, you can't have a great city. Do you share that view?
Oh, I share it, and I'd say this is far more likely the issue today than it's ever has been. And The Economist, they recently had a big article about the brains business and how cities all over the world are trying to acquire universities to not only keep their human capital investments and their student investments, but also attract others to bring to their region and bring to their area. We are in the economic growth business. The city is in the economic growth business. And together we can do a much better job when we work together. That's what's happened here. And that doesn't always happen in other communities where there is a town versus gown relationship, not a town and gown relationship.
Well, we had two great leaders, Mayor Beverly O'Neill and Dr. Bob Maxine, and they worked very, very closely together. And they brought each of their respective institutions way up during their approximately simultaneous 12-year tenure.
Exactly.
And you know Beverly, and
she's been a great asset to this, for this entire community.
And you'll be working with the new mayor, whoever he is, and hopefully continue that close relationship.
Well, I think the Mayor O'Neill, like others in this community, understand the value of these students. If we don't work to keep them here and educate them here, they're going to go somewhere else and build those economies. And those economies will be our competition. They'll be the knowledge-based competitions that we're going to be probably losing to if we don't work collaboratively to educate them, to invest in them, and keep them right here in this vicinity. That's the real key to, that's the whole dialogue that's going on worldwide with regard to the brains business today.
I know you're an expert in higher education, as we mentioned your credentials earlier in the show. Give us your thought on where higher education is going today. And I know we could do a whole show on this, but just very briefly.
I would say that there's a lot of debate going on about the financing of our education. And it's not just our debate. It's going on from England to South Africa about how do you finance widespread access. The real victory in all this has been the fact that for 50 years in the United States, from the Truman Commission reports to 1992, we argued as a nation about does everybody deserve access to some sort of post-secondary education. Today, that argument is over. That argument is over. The answer is yes. So students need access to some form of post-secondary education, whether it's at our great community colleges or at our four-year institutions. And today, people are just struggling to figure out how do we address these demands and how do we finance these increasingly important demands for our economy and our social well-being. it's not just our issue. It's an issue that has impacted the world, has changed the dynamics of higher education today, and will continually change it from now on.
Well, as a 30-year professor, I certainly believe in that, and it's an investment that not only pays economic dividends because these people go out and become useful taxpayers in the community, but it's also an ethical decision that we are investing in people and giving them a chance to improve their lives.
Without a doubt, it brings, and we often underestimate the social impact of having a higher educated, not only workforce, but higher educated citizenry all around us. All the data shows, and the data keeps showing in more and more ways, all new, innovative, from volunteerism to better health, to not, and as you mentioned, taxation, but less crime, less poverty. All of them, they're all correlated exactly right along the lines with higher levels of educational attainment.
And I love our campus because it reflects the diversity of our city. We have students from over 100 countries, all sizes, shapes, colors, ethnicities, and they talk and they learn about each other and communication. With all the problems facing the world, the only solution is communication and understanding.
Exactly. Our students are learning together, they're growing together, and I'm confident that they're going to leave our campus and solve problems, world problems, regional problems together.
Amen to that. Well, we have a couple of minutes left, King, and since you're the new guy in town, I want to give it, and this is not a political speech, even though we're in a political season, I just want you to say whatever you want to the Long Beach community for the next 2 minutes.
Well, I think that what Long Beach and Cal State Long Beach have done together is build a wonderful institution that has great momentum in an environment that is increasingly difficult, as I mentioned earlier, to do so because of the competition that's out there. We have wonderful students. And some people don't know our students, but we have wonderful students. They are not only economic assets, they are social assets. And our job is to make sure as faculty, staff, and the university that our community embraces them like our university does and that we help them succeed. They are truly the investments in our future, and they will build our community in the years to come. There's not a place that I go to in Long Beach or even in the neighboring communities where I have dinner or where I have interacted from on political night. Our students are everywhere in this community. Everybody sees them. They know we're around. And I want them to understand the value of those students. They're going to go on and do great things. They're going to go on and do great things in the legal system. They're going to go on to do great things in the medical professions. They're going to go on to make great public policies and do things in social work that none of us thought of. And we need to place the type of value in them that a strong community would understand that their future is contingent upon. I am very pleased to be helping serve these students because these students are some of the best that we've ever had in the generations past. And don't underestimate them. Don't underestimate our students because they will change economies, they will change cities, they will change and address many of the problems that we currently have. And we just better hope they're in our community, in our region to do that. Otherwise, they're going to be tough competition to deal with in the years to come.
Well said, and amen to that. And we have confidence in you and your ability to be a good steward of this wonderful institution.
Well, thank you, Art. Thank you very much. It's a joy to be a part of it.
Thank you for joining us for this wonderful show. We'll see you all next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.